After you, Sky. Go forward and take the seat on the left of the instrument column. Don't touch anything while you're about it. Sky hopped into the spacecraft, feeling the floor vibrating beneath his feet. The taxi was considerably more cramped inside than it had looked. The hull was thickly plated and armored, and he had to duck and dive to reach the forward seats, brushing his head against a gristle-like tangle of internal pipework. He found his seat and fiddled with the blue steel buckle until he had it tight across his chest. In front of him was a cool turquoise-green display, constantly changing numbers and intricate diagrams beneath a curved gold-tinted window. To his left was a control column inset with neat levers and switches and a single black joystick. His father settled into the rightmost seat. The door had closed on them now, and suddenly it was quieter, save for the continuous rasp of the taxi's air circulation. His father touched the green display with his finger, making it change, studying the results with narrow-eyed concentration. "Word of advice, Sky. Never trust these damned things to tell you that they're safe. Make sure for yourself."
"You don't trust machines to tell you for yourself?"
"I used to, once." His father eased the joystick forward, and the taxi commenced gliding along its departure track, sliding past the park ranks of other vehicles. "But machines aren't infallible. We used to kid ourselves that they were, because it was the only way to stay sane in a place like this, where we depend on them for our every breath. Unfortunately, it was never true."
"What happened to change your mind?"
"You'll see, shortly." Sky spoke into his own bracelet. It offered a limited subset of the capabilities of his father's unit, and asked the ship to connect him to Constanza.
"You'll never guess where I'm calling from," he said, when her face had appeared, tiny and bright. "I'm going outside." "With Titus?" "Yes, my father's here."
Constanza was 13 now, although, like Sky, she was often taken to be older. In neither case had the assumption much to do with their looks, for while Constanza at least looked no older than her true age, Sky looked substantially younger than his, small and pale and difficult to imagine being afflicted by adolescence in anything like the near future. But both were still intellectually precocious. Constanza was now working more or less full-time within Titus's security organization. As was naturally the case aboard a ship with such a small living crew, her duties generally had little to do with enforcement of rules, and much more to do with overseeing of intricate safety procedures, and the studying and simulating of operational scenarios. And while it was demanding work, the Santiago was a phenomenally complex thing to understand as a single entity. It was almost certainly work that had never required Constanza to leave the confines of the ship. Since she had begun working for his father, their friendship had become more tenuous. She had responsibility Sky lacked, and moved in the adult world. But now he was about to do something that could not help but impress her. Something that would elevate him in her eyes. He waited for her to answer, but when it came it was not quite what he had been expecting.
"I'm sorry for you, Sky.
I know it won't be easy, but you have to see it, I think."
"What are you talking about?"
"What Titus is about to show you." She paused.
"I've always known, Sky, ever since it happened, the day we got back from the dolphins, but it was never something it was right to talk about. When you come back inside, you can talk to me about it if you want."
He seethed. The way she spoke was less like a friend than what he imagined a condescending older sister might be like, and now his father compounded it by placing a comforting hand on his forearm.
"She's right, Sky.
I wondered if I should forewarn you, then in the end decided not to. But what Constanza has said is true. It won't be pleasant, but the truth seldom is. And I think you're ready for it."